This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
A Kentucky company has been busy getting ready for the Kentucky Derby by baking a traditional pie. Rebecca Roop with Kern's Kitchen says they've been baking since early this year.
Probably 25 to 50,000. We're gonna bring those by to the people. So we've been busy. But we started back in February. It's not a lot of people are like, oh, but you're getting busy. We've been there.
Roop says the Derby pie dates back nearly 75 years.
Back in 1954, my great-grandparents, Walter and Leodra Kern, and their son George, were working out at the Melrose Inn. They were managing the kitchen, and they needed a signature dessert, so they came up with this beautiful chocolate walnut pie.
She adds the process for determining the name was classic.
Couldn't decide on a name, so everybody put their decision in a hat, and Derby pie was drawn.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our legendary Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs. Whether it's cornstalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability. So famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check? Your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Rebecca Roop with Kern's Kitchen says demand has grown under the leadership of her father, Alan, who passed away in 2024.
They had gotten from just doing it at the Melrose Inn to they started distributing to other restaurants and local restaurants and state parks as well. So when we got into a state park, that was beautiful.
She adds each pie is still mixed with care using a recipe that very few people know.
We still hand crack our own eggs. We still sort our own walnuts. We hand make the dough. So there's a lot of self-care that goes into making each individual pie. There's actually only a handful of people that know the recipe. So we have one guy that bakes all the pies.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and list a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.